Hey, there you are. The hostess of this lovely pool party is looking for you. She said you just ran off and asked me to check on you. Why are you skulking around the laundry room? That's not really an answer. So, back to my original question, creep. Why are you skulking around the laundry room? For some reason, I don't really believe you when you say nothing. You look really suspicious right now, facing away from me and hunching over like that, almost as if you're trying to hide something. I knew you were a pervert. You're trying to steal her underwear, aren't you? Hand them over. You don't have anything in your hands. What were you trying to... Oh, you were trying to cover that raging boner that you have there. Oh no, I'm not laughing at the size. It's actually decent. I'm laughing at you for hiding in the laundry room. You have to tell me how you got yourself into this hard situation. You're not really in any position to tell me no. Unless you want me to get my friend, our hostess, and ask her what happened. She's the reason you're like this, isn't it? Oh, come on. Everyone and their mother knows you have a crush on her. It's really obvious. Oh my God. You really thought you were hiding it well. You're always following her around like a puppy. You bring her food, not that I mind since she doesn't eat much and I can have the leftovers. You're always staring at her. You might want to work on that one if you don't want people to think you're a creep. You laugh at everything she says and she is not funny. Do I need to carry on? Fine, you don't have to admit it. Your face being as red as a tomato is more than enough confirmation. Now, are you going to explain how you ended up like this? I see. You guys were playing Marco Polo and she was it. And when she was attempting to capture you, she grabbed your cock by accident. No, I'm not laughing at you. You know, I don't really like you, but I can't have you ruining this pool party because you literally can't keep it in your pants. She was really looking forward to this party. I guess I will have to help you out with that boner. I'm being serious. Come with me to the guest room and I'll help you out. You can't hide here hoping it'll go away. What if someone comes in and sees that? They might think you're a pervert rummaging through the dirty laundry, especially with that boner you have. Exactly. Come with me to the guest room and I'll help you get rid of it. The room has a lock on the door, unlike the laundry room, so we will have some privacy. Don't look so nervous. I'm not going to bite you. Oh. You've never had a woman touch your cock before. Well, that's not going to change today. I never said that I was going to jerk you off. I said I was going to help you. You've been chasing after my best friend for a while now, and from all our interactions, I've gathered that you're secretly a submissive type, and I figured that a strong, dominant woman telling you how to stroke your cock and when to come would be more than enough to get you off. Oh, you're trying to deny it, even after you gulped so loudly and your cock twitched. Fine. Then I guess I can't help you. You're free to go back down to the pool. Oh, what's that? I didn't quite catch that. Say it again louder. Just like that. You really are a good boy. Your cock just twitched again when I called you a good boy. Do you want me to call you my good boy? I was thinking about calling you a little pool perv, but I guess I can call you my good boy. So, before we get started, we should set some rules. You will do exactly what I say and only what I say. No jerking your cock without my permission. Do you understand? I like to be called mistress, so say it. Say Yes, mistress, I understand. Good boy. I want you to take your trunks off. Get completely naked. Now is not the time to be shy. Good boy, look at you. I was right, that is a decent sized cock. It's pretty hard, but I think we can get it harder. I want you to start rubbing it. No, no jerking until I say so. I want you to rub it, nice and slow. I want you to put on a show for me. What's with that look? I need to get something out of this exchange as well. Good boy. Rub it all over. Take your time and give it lots of attention. There's some nice pre-cum that's leaking there. I want you to take your fingertips and play with the head of your cock, massaging it and spreading that pre-cum everywhere. Don't forget to pay some attention to your glands. While you're focusing on the head of your cock, I'm just going to slide my bikini bottom to the side so I can play with myself. Is the sight of me running my fingers along my wet pussy lips and playing with my clit getting you harder? Oh, good boy. Now we can start properly. I don't think we're going to find any lube in this room. Come here. Hold out your jerking hand. You should be grateful you get to use my spit as lube. I want to see you slowly rub it up and down your cock. Good boy. Just like that. Coat your entire cock with my spit and hope it lasts. That's all the spit you're getting. Oh, and you're not allowed to lube up with anything else. Start stroking that throbbing cock. Stroke slowly. Up and down. Up and down, just like that. Match the pace of my fingers slowly running up and down my pussy lips. I bet you wish that you could use my pussy juice as lube. We could actually, there's a lot here just soaking my bikini, but too bad I'm not that generous. Good boy, keep going. Just like that, slowly. I wonder what turns you on more. The thought of your crush down there in the pool, her taut body in that purposefully extra tight bikini as she splashes around in the water without a care while you jerk off in this room. Or is it having me control how you jerk your cock while fingering myself in front of you? Don't think about it too hard. Just keep going at that pace and concentrate on not coming until I tell you to. Oh. You can pick up the pace a little bit. Not too fast. A nice, medium pace. Watching you stroke like that while I finger myself, that is really... I need to be careful. I can't moan too loudly, I might get us caught. I should be more like you, enduring through the pleasure to keep your moans to yourself. How often do you jerk off to her? Be honest with me. I think we're beyond the point of keeping secrets at the moment. Oh, really? I expected it to be more. But I bet you never thought you would be jerking off like this ever. I'm getting close. You should start stroking faster. I think we can come together if I time this right. Yeah, just like that. I want you to get close to the edge. If you feel like you're going to come, slow down. I'll be very upset with you if you come without my permission. Oh, I'm not sure how much longer I can hold off. Do you want a countdown? Oh, fine, good boy. I'll count you down since you begged so nicely. I want you to go harder. Just like that. 10, 9, 8, 7. What if someone knocked on the door right now? Can you imagine? What if it was her? 6, 5, 4. Only come when I tell you to. 3, 2, 1. Come for me. Come for me. Yes. Was great. I haven't come like that since. Well, have I? This was fun. Maybe you're not the loser I thought you were. Look at the mess you made. Here, use this to clean your cock up and the floor. It's a bit late to ask what it is after you've already wiped your cock with it. It's a pair of her dirty panties that I grabbed from the laundry. I should get back to the pool. I'll cover for you while you clean up. Oh, and this should go without saying, but you better not get caught with those. If you do, then we might not be able to do this again.